minute I found out I was pregnant, it's just been hell. I mean, morning sickness. My breasts are killing me. I'm peeing all the time. So soon? Oh, well, thanks for calling. And if I do ever decide to change my long-distance service, I'll let you know. Hi, Daddy. Daddy, I'm having a little problem with the house.
What is it, dear?
It's a toxic pit.
Carol,
Daddy, do you know what this table is made out of?
It's wood from trees. Trees are good.
Unless they're compressed into medium-density fiberboard, which is riddled with urea formaldehyde.
I tell you what, I'll bring home one of those lead bibs from X-ray and use it as a tablecloth.
Daddy, I'm very serious about this.
I know you are, dear, but don't you think you're overreacting?
I am behaving no differently than any other normal, expectant mother. Oh, my God! Get that thing out of the house!
Yeah, but it's a toaster.
Daddy, that little ding probably set off a mini tidal wave in my amniotic fluid. I'll bet my poor little prenate is swirling around in the vicious undertow. You know, something like that can cause a fetus to grow into a neurotic, obsessive adult.
Funny, I don't remember her mother making that much toast.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Can be hard to find. That's something I will never be. I'm always here for anything you need. Rain or shine, I'll be the one to share it all as life goes on. We share it all as life goes on.
Daddy, do you think my radon detector is giving off radon?
Carol, sweetheart, ever since you found out you were pregnant, you've done nothing but hang around this house, worrying about the carpet, about the toaster, about the radiation from the television. Come on. Where is the television?
Hey, Harry, thanks for the TV.
Oh. What?
I had Charlie take it over to his house.
Always wanted a TV in my bathroom. Now I don't have to read in there.
Don't get too attached to that TV. Hello. Oh, hi, Mike. Yeah, she's right here. Whoops, she's gone. Yeah, boy, can that girl move. Oh, yeah, I'll tell you you called. Why'd you make me do that? You said Mike is a nice man.
He wants to go out with me.
What is wrong with that?
I'm pregnant. The minute he finds out, it'll be see you later, procreator.
I believe that's alligator.
Honey, it's only one date. Trust me, I need you to get out. I mean, you need to get out. You need to interact. You need to interface with somebody's face that's not my face.
You're right, Daddy. You're absolutely right. I'm going to go upstairs right now and call him back.
Atta girl.
So, Harry, what do you feel like doing now?
Feel like watching my TV.
Me too. See ya.
Hey, morning, Laverne.
Good morning, Sophia.
I brought some magazines for your waiting room.
Oh, well, thank you. Where'd you get all these?
I stole them from my dentist's office. Wait a minute. Give me this one. It's got an article on how to meet a handsome senior.
Well, Sophia, that's Teen World. They're talking about a high school senior.
What's your point?
Sophia, what a nice surprise.
Hi, Harry. Maxine.
Hi. How you doing, Sophia?
So how are you holding up? Well, when's the baby shower?
I don't know, dear. That's not my department.
Darn tootin', that's my department. I know all there is to know about baby showers.
I remember my baby shower like it was yesterday. Picture it. Sicily, 1933. The piazza's decorated blue and pink. The whole town is there.
Sounds wonderful.
It was, till Uncle Tony took a bullet in the gut. He ended up face down in the eggplant parmesan.
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Yeah, we had to eat around him.
Now, Doctor, you made the right decision of putting me in charge of this baby shower.
When did I do that, and why would I do that?
You know, Laverne, I'd be glad to give you a hand. What's the matter, Flipper?
Look, Maxine, I'm not so sure that this is such a good idea. I mean, the two of you, you're both strong women with strong opinions, and you... And that's good. That's very good. Well, I like this idea.
Now, I think it has to be a surprise. What do you think?
Laverne, the woman is pregnant without a husband. Don't you think she's had enough surprises?
Well, I say it has to be a surprise. Now, how about you handle the decorations and the cake?
Fine.
Now, we're going to need yellow and white streamers, white tablecloth, yellow napkins, white utensils, yellow cups, and white plates.
Okay, fine.
Excuse me, Doctor. I was wondering on where you plan to get this stuff.
I don't know. Party shack?
I see.
Laverne, is there someplace else you'd like me to go? Someplace that gives you a kickback?
Well, it's just that the streamers at Party Shack are a sickly yellow color, so you need to go to Ed's.
Fine. I'll go to Ed's.
Only Ed's don't have yellow cups, so you gotta go to Pick and Pack.
Laverne, why don't you just buy the decorations yourself?
Well, why would I do that? You signed up for them.
Then if I'm gonna handle it, let me handle it.
With all due respect, Doctor, I know how to throw a party.
And with all due respect, Laverne, I know how to throw a nurse.
So the next thing I know, I run into my therapist.
Wait a minute. You see a therapist?
Yes. Is there anything wrong?
God, no. Please, go on.
So I run into my therapist, and he's out on a date with my girlfriend.
I can't believe it. The exact same thing happened to me. What did you do?
Well, the only thing I could do, I dumped them both.
Well, of course. That's what I should have done.
Well, you know, it wasn't easy, but... Hey, if you don't have any self-respect, then who are you?
Me.
You have a wonderful sense of humor.
And you have wonderful dimples.
Can I bring you folks a drink?
Oh, no, I can't drink. I mean, I can drink. I'm just not going to drink. No reason. Sometimes you feel like a drink, sometimes you don't.
And do you feel like a drink, sir? I'll just have some wine with dinner.
You know, Mike, a lot of people are afraid to admit that they're in therapy.
Not me. Of course, I'm not one of those loonies who goes three times a week.
When you say loony, do you mean that in a negative way?
Hey, Carol!
Oh, God.
Carol, I'd like you to meet someone very special to me. This is Stacy.
Tracy.
Whatever. Why don't you go get us a room? I mean, a table.
Charlie, this is my date, Mike, remember? This is my neighbor, Charlie Deeds.
Hey, Mikey, watch your wallet. You know, she's eating for two. Tuberculosis. It's an eat-a-thon. And boy, can our little Carol pack it away.
Charlie, I think your date's getting cold.
She'll keep.
Carol, maybe we should order. I thought we'd catch a movie. Unless you think that'd be too late for you.
Late? This woman's a night owl. She never gets tired. It's not like she's pregnant or anything.
What are you doing?
Any new batteries for your TV remote? These got wet.
How did they get wet?
I was in the shower watching Dr. Quinn. Suddenly I realized it's time for Urkel. That's when I got the brainstorm. Remote on a rope.
Morning.
Hey, Prexter. Did you tell Mike about the pitter-patter of little fetus?
No, I couldn't face it. Men are so prejudiced against pregnant women.
Maybe some men. Personally, I consider a woman carrying new life to be the ultimate expression of feminine beauty.
Charlie, that's very enlightened of you. So would you date one?
Ew.
You see, Daddy, men just can't handle it. I mean, how am I supposed to tell Mike I'm pregnant?
Just come right out and tell him.
Oh, you mean like, hey, Mike, do you like kids? Great. Now, how important is it that they look like you?
Carol, if Mike has a problem with your being pregnant, then you don't want him anyway.
That's true.
He's not good enough for you.
You're right, Daddy. I'll just forget all about it, even if he is an orthodontist.
He's an orthodontist?
Have you figured out how you're going to get Carol to my house for the baby shower?
Yeah, I told her we were going to pick you up for a movie.
No good.
Why not?
Because she'll ask what movie.
Sure you did. I told her she can pick the movie.
Supposing she don't pick one playing in my neighborhood.
Then you can pick the movie.
Supposing I don't pick one playing in my neighborhood.
Why would you do that?
Because I have a better plan. Now, you two will be driving through my neighborhood on the way to the mall to pick up your tuxedo for the hospital fundraiser.
What hospital fundraiser?
Oh, for Pete's sakes, ain't no fundraiser. We're spinning a yarn.
I see. Go on.
So then, you'll get a couple of blocks from my house and you'll pretend your car breaks down. But luckily, you're near my house, so you can come on in and use my phone to call for help.
I have a car phone.
Say it's broken.
Say we're near a payphone.
Say it's out of order.
Say a cop drives by.
Say he's off duty.
Say I fire your ass.
Okay, we'll do that fool movie thing.
Maxine, what is all this?
Decorations. Some from Pick and Peck, conveniently located on I-95, just north of Cuba. The rest are from Ed's. He hasn't reopened since the hurricane, but he was kind enough to let me rummage through the debris.
Laverne, you have an awful, awful lot of decorations.
No, I don't.
What about all that stuff in the locker?
There ain't nothing in the locker.
Sure there is. Hey.
Laverne, what is all this?
Funny thing, you can get everything at Party Shack now.
That's it. It's over. Done. Finished. Kaput. I quit. You're on your own.
I knew this was going to happen.
So did I. That's why I didn't make her a party hat.
Yes, Laverne. Well, I see, I wouldn't still be here if you would stop calling. Laverne, I will have her there at 7:30. No, we do not need to synchronize our watches. Listen, please, look, Laverne, don't worry. Charlie is with her. Charlie has promised not to let her out of the house.
Charlie, tell Daddy I have to take a rain check on that movie. I'm having dinner with Mike.
God bless. Wait. There's something I'm forgetting.
I know, 7:30. Carol, honey, you ready? Carol? Charlie, where's Carol?
Oh, she's out on a date with Mike.
Do you remember the conversation we had 2 hours ago?
You mean about not flushing newspaper down the toilet?
No, about Carol.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't supposed to let her leave. Harry, I begged her, I pleaded with her, I even threw myself in front of her car.
You forgot, didn't you?
Yeah, both conversations. I'll go get the plunger.
Please, Laverne, no more balloons. You see that pink one over there?
Yeah.
It's one of my lungs.
Well, all right, then. Why don't you go get the hors d'oeuvres? And don't put the deviled eggs next to the canapes. The colors clash. And when you're done with that, you can help me set up a couple of games. I think we'll play musical high chairs and pin the diaper on the baby.
Couldn't we just get a stripper?
Oh, Dr. Douglas, what a surprise.
Hello, Laverne. I thought you might need this.
Well, thank you, Doctor. But you made it perfectly clear that you were no longer interested in helping with this shower.
No, Laverne. What I wasn't interested in was being treated like a child.
Whatever you say, Doctor. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have napkins to fold into store.
Laverne, I'm trying to be nice, but I'm warning you. It doesn't come naturally.
Well, I ain't got time to give you lessons. I'm expecting guests. You know, they should have been here by now. You know, you can't even count on people to read an invitation.
Well, they might have read them. If you had sent them.
Okay. This ain't my fault.
Well, whose fault is it? Mine?
Who could that be?
Well, we know it's none of these people.
Laverne, it's me.
Dr. Weston, you're early. I told you, you can't be early.
Well, we have a little problem. I couldn't get Carol here. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say, Laverne. I know I let you down.
Yeah, you did, didn't you? I knew you'd make a mess of this. And I got a house full of guests.
Where?
Where? They're hiding. Hiding in my bedroom.
Well, I'm really sorry, and I'll apologize to everybody.
Harry, there's not a single person in there. Who will forgive you? They've been busting a gut waiting to yell surprise.
Oh, I feel terrible about this.
Looks like once again I got to save your sorry hide.
Oh, wait. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah, go. Just go.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Phew, I really had my rump in a roasting pan. Why didn't you turn up before?
Because now you owe me one. And I like that in a person.
You're right clever. I like that in a person.
Besides, watching Harry squirm is kind of fun.
Ain't it, though? Surprise! Oh, Carol didn't show. They ain't no surprise.
Maybe not for you, but I just passed a kidney stone.
Men, no matter what you expect, they always let you down.
Ah, you told him you were pregnant.
You bet I did.
And you're not going to see him again?
You bet I'm not.
Well, he's not good enough for you.
Oh, yes, he is. He's too good for me. Daddy, I told him I was pregnant. He handled it like an absolute doll. He was understanding, supportive. He even offered to be my Lamaze coach.
And this is bad?
No, it's good.
But you're not going to see him again.
You finally understand.
No, I don't understand.
Daddy, I have been approaching this whole thing very neurotically.
That I understand.
I was so worried that he wouldn't want to go out with me because I was pregnant. Then the minute he said he was okay with it, I realized it wasn't important what he thought. What was important was my baby. What was important was this guy smoking at the bar. How late it was getting. Was I eating the right foods?
You're starting to discover that things change when you become a parent.
Boy, they sure do. The only relationship I'm interested in is this one.
Sweetheart, when you have a child, it becomes the center of your world.
So my baby will be the center of my world, as I am the center of yours.
Yes, dear.
This is so beautiful. You're a daddy, and I'm a mommy.
Yes, dear.
What are you thinking, Daddy?
How much I miss my TV.
Daddy! Daddy!